It was a moment of sweet vindication for Wisconsin's embattled Republican governor, Scott Walker.
Voters really do want leaders who stand up and make the tough decisions.
Walker angered labor unions and Democrats with a push for budget cuts that included stripping away collective bargaining rights for public employees. That led to weeks of angry protests and a recall effort to replace Walker with the Democratic mayor of Milwaukee, Tom Barrett. Analysts say Republicans should be encouraged by the Walker victory as they look toward the November election matchup between President Barack Obama and his expected Republican challenger, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. John Fortier is director of the Democracy Project at the Bipartisan Policy Center in Washington.
Mitt Romney certainly will take from Wisconsin that voters still care very much about spending, debt, deficits, and ways to control it, and being austere and looking for fiscal responsibility can be popular.
The Wisconsin results could also serve as a warning to Democrats and President Obama.
I think they should be a bit worried. I think their overall position is one where they're looking for a very close election, and they're going to have to worry about some states that were quite safe for them in 2008, states like Wisconsin and Iowa.
The Romney campaign is taking heart from the Wisconsin results. Romney spoke to supporters in Texas.
Look, I'm convinced that this man is out of ideas. I know he's out of excuses, and in 2012, you're going to make sure we vote him out of office.
But exit polls of Wisconsin voters show they still plan to back the president over Romney come Election Day. Welcome news as Mr. Obama tries to rally his supporters with help from former President Bill Clinton.
We have worked too hard and too long to right the ship and move us in the right direction. We're not going backwards, we're going forwards.
The economy remains the decisive issue in this year's election, says Gallup pollster Frank Newport.
And right now, all of our data suggest in this 2012 election, it is the U.S. economy which is the defining issue on voters' minds when they say, who should I vote for?
The latest polls show the president and Romney essentially tied 5 months before the election. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.